Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is 385, Writing Tips for LNCs. To be successful as a legal nurse consultant, you must master the ability to write clearly. In this podcast, I share the writing tips that led to my successful career as an LNC. I'm Pat Iyer, an LNC with 28 years of experience working with attorneys. I built and sold a large, successful LNC business. Attorneys and legal nurse consultants share one thing in common: the need to write clearly for an audience that has a different background. Attorneys write for non-lawyers, legal nurse consultants write for lawyers. Each group has its own unique way of looking at the world. Each group must communicate that view to others of different background. These are some of the clearest ways to improve writing. How would you like to create a report in half the time without losing quality? When you labor over a report and pile up the hours, you are often at risk of having to fight to get paid for all of those hours. Create an outline for faster writing. First, what type of report are you creating? Is it an expert witness report, screening a medical malpractice case for merit, a medical summary, or a summary of medical research? Having a plan and an outline enables you to tackle procrastination. Your brain may tell you the project is too big, making you want to avoid getting started. Your plan breaks the project down into smaller steps. It keeps you focused so you don't have to wander off topic. Let your plan percolate. Let your plan rest for an hour or a day, and that will help your subconscious work on it. You may be taking a walk when suddenly you see an approach to your report. Giving it some distance allows your mind to process and analyze your approach. And know when you are most productive. Some LNCs love to write in the morning. They find they accomplish faster writing when they're fresh. Others prefer a quiet house at night when the family is settled. Turn off distractions. I mean it. Turn off the ringer on your phone. Turn it face down. You can get easily distracted by the internet. You'll think you'll check it for 5 minutes, and before you know it, you will be way down a rabbit hole. You will have not gotten back to your report. Know your client's deadlines. The most powerfully written report is of no value if it is late. Your client often has non-negotiable deadlines. They add stress. Without a deadline, you may procrastinate and your stress level goes up. Deadlines are dead serious in the legal world. Focus on how good it will feel. You'll find your ability to accomplish faster writing ramps up when you think of the rewards. See yourself depositing that check from the attorney in your bank account. Think of your client's thanks when you get your report in before the deadline. Break a large report down into pieces that you work on every day. Work on your report even when you don't feel like it. Tackle the hard parts in phases. Stephen King said, "Amateurs sit and wait for inspiration. The rest of us just get up and go to work." If you are inept with technology and that's slowing you down, learn how to type faster. Some LNCs I know use voice recognition software to write faster. The more you work on cases, the better you get at seeing the heart of the case, outlining your thoughts in writing. You will enjoy the process more and find it easier. Now, I will focus on how to write. These are my top 7 writing tips. Number 1, use simple, direct language. Avoid confusing terms such as herein, aforementioned, and execute. I remember a deposition in which the plaintiff was asked if he executed the document. He was clearly bewildered when he replied, "Did I do what to the document?" When we use simple terms in our writing, it carries over to our speech. Define medical terms. Number 2, avoid long, convoluted sentences. The reader may forget the point by the time he gets to the end of the sentence. Sentences that fill a paragraph cry out to be broken into pieces. The average sentence length should be between 20 and 25 words. Point 3, define your points at the beginning of a paragraph to give the reader a roadmap, and then explain each point in the order in which you first represented them. Point 4, avoid idiosyncratic capitalization. I see terms like standard of care, where standard is capitalized and care is capitalized. Nurse, hospital, those are capitalized in sentences when the lowercase form is proper. Point 5, provide summaries to define the main points. Summaries should be at the beginning and the end of the document. I bet you've heard that expression as it applies to making a presentation. Tell them what you're going to tell them. Tell them. Then tell them what you told them. Point 6, define terms that are going to be unfamiliar to your reader. Will Rogers said, "Everyone is ignorant just about different stuff." The goal of communication is to say something in a way that your reader or client will understand. And point 7 is activate the readability statistics in your word processor. Don't exceed 10% use of passive voice. The active voice is direct. Passive voice is cumbersome. He was taken to the operating room is passive. He went to the operating room is active. Before we continue the show, let me focus on a problem some LNCs have, and this might be yours. You're a legal nurse consultant who wants to build a strong business, and yet you've got a problem. You avoid networking, you feel uncomfortable networking, or you'd love to network, but you don't know where to meet attorneys. You feel stuck. You know that being able to speak with attorneys is essential for building your business, and you want to know a process that is effective. Yes, you can read networking books, but they're not tailored to helping legal nurse consultants. They don't address the specifics of our industry. I'm announcing my latest book, Networking for LNCs, Meet Contacts, Build Relationships, and Turn Your Connections into Profits. Would you like to increase your client base and get more cases from existing clients? Would you like to know proven strategies that exponentially increase your success as a legal nurse consultant? Would it be helpful to find the types of offline and online venues that are great opportunities for you to meet attorneys? Would you be interested in knowing what blocks you have that might be sabotaging your networking efforts? Get your copy of my brand new book, released in March 2020, at this link, lnc.tips/networking book. That link is lnc.tips/networking book. The phrase networking book is all one word. There's no space between networking and book. The link is lnc.tips/networking book. You've efficiently moved through the process of writing your report. You've written your report in a clear way. Now you need to proofread it. Have you ever made a cringe-worthy typo? I have. Embarrassing typos reflect on your expertise for creating detail-oriented reports and other work product for attorneys. Knowing how to proofread your work product makes the difference between something that makes you ashamed and something that makes you proud. Does that sound harsh? There's a lot of typos in everyday signs on the internet and in ads. Who cares? Attorneys do. It is not acceptable to turn in work with typos, period, end of story. Google also cares. Websites with typos get lower rankings. Having said that, no one is perfect. My goal is to be as clear and accurate as possible. I use some techniques to proofread that you might find valuable. Number one, proofread when you are fresh. Is this when you first wake up, right after dinner? Do this work when you're most alert and able to focus. Number two, avoid last-minute proofreading whenever possible. Write your report, walk away from it, and look at it again the next day. I know. Sometimes attorneys are in a rush, but you will do a better job proofing if you allow the report to settle overnight before you look at it again. Number three, print it out. It is easier for most writers to spot errors on paper rather than on a monitor. Get out the red pen and go to work. Number four, I'm going to assume for these tips that you're writing a report. Look at it in stages. For example, you might first read the body of the report for typos that spell check doesn't catch. You know those pesky ones like inti and form versus from and trial versus trail. That's my next point, number five. You may habitually make the same mistakes. Look for the words you commonly misspell. Step six, after looking at the body of the report, look at the headers. Make sure you're consistently capitalizing the major words in your headers, and if you use subheads, the first word of the subhead is capitalized. Next, look for consistency. One of the common errors that I've seen is experts not being consistent in writing dates. Pick one method and stick with it. Either write out the month in letters or use numbers, but don't use both systems in one document. Point number eight, I mentioned idiosyncratic capitalization earlier in this podcast. Don't capitalize the names of medical diagnoses or surgeries unless the diagnosis is a person's name, like Alzheimer's disease. Point nine, have someone else with excellent proofreading skills read your report. A spouse, trusted friend, another LNC, just to get a different perspective and to make sure you didn't miss anything. And last point, oh please, people are very touchy about wanting their names to be spelled and pronounced correctly. Just yesterday, somebody called me Mrs. Eiler. I really dislike being called Mrs. Liar. What a bad name for an expert witness. Be sure the attorney's name is spelled correctly. Use these proofreading tips to gain mastery of what is the final stage of any LNC work product. I would love for you to be among the first to get my newest book, Networking for LNCs. Get your copy by going to this link, lnc.tips/networking book. One last time with that link, lnc.tips/networking book. And there's no space between networking and book. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on legalnursebusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at legalnursebusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month Clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lnceu.com. And my last website, thelncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.